We're going here. Good. How are you? Welcome. Number five on our agenda is Parks and Wildlife Foundation and the newly returning president of that foundation board, Ben Tally's here today. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hey, it's great to be around again. I just enjoy it when you guys come to town, get a chance to show you what's going on in the parks over on this side, and I understand you had a tour this morning. Parks of Townsend, Oakland. Just to give you a quick update, thank you for those attending social last night, that we were going through some changes right now, major changes actually, on our foundation. We've had a staff employee be our executive director since we've organized, and we went out and hired Dick Brown for years, as you know, as our development director, and paid for it with the help of the funds that we get from the commission. Dick is retiring, and so we looked at different options, and where we've ended up is we've hired an executive development director, which will be an employee of the foundation, and we had to step up quite a ways further to hire that person than what we'd anticipated. And so we've made a big reach on that, and then Secretary Rowling has consented that we will have a support staff who will come from Game Fish and Parks employee. And that he's just going to be going out and making the announcement for it and all that, and we hope to have somebody short term on board. We hired Christina Colby out of Michigan, and she will be working with us starting January 1st, part-time kind of, until she gets moved back to South Dakota, and then she'll be going on a full-time basis for us. And we're kind of excited in the direction we're going now. We had a change, and I was elected short-term for a year to the president, and then Bill May out of Rapid City is going to be the vice president for a year, and Kathy Anderson will be the treasurer. So we're getting organized again, and then hopefully to develop. As you know, we've got a lot of things in the works in working with you guys. You know, just short-term, the Palisades land that we purchased and gave back to the department, we still have about $300,000 of that that we're trying to raise funds for. There's people out there, as contacts been made, and we're hoping to get that together. We made a commitment this year for the $500,000 for Outdoor Campus East for the develop what they're doing for their matching funds for the PR funds. The rifle range out in Rapid City, it's expanded a little bit, and some more money is going to be needed. So our intent is to get on board to help with that. And I believe the archery range funds are all taken care of. But so there's a lot of things going on. You know, 3 years from now, we got the Spring Creek golf course by Good Earth State Park that we had purchased on a contract for deed, and we're making those payments now through fundraising, and that blooms in 3 years. And then our intent at that time is that you guys will take that over and develop it from whichever way Scott decides to go the direction on it. So those are just the short-term things, and then it always seems like there's a kind of a section or two that needs to be bought somewhere sometime, so we're kind of standing ready. Just a quick side note, we had a new board member come on, Steve Peterson. Kathy Peterson's husband from Salem has joined us on the board, which would be great. And we still have one vacancy, so I'll throw the pitch out to you that if you know somebody in the state that's involved with parks or wildlife or hunting and fishing, and they want to be involved in supporting the department on a fundraising standpoint, we have one good position open. So if you know of anybody, please